talking about it on the radio.
Don Lemon.
From our New York studios, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. Just when I thought I had seen everything, along came this video of a toddler using profanities and having profanities used on him by family members. It went viral this week. The video was posted on Omaha, Nebraska's police union's website.
Wow. Son, what is he from? What?
Say and do snot.
Wait a minute.
What hood you from?
Something's different.
16.
He said he was 16. Say my name 3 times. You a hoe.
The police union says that they did it to show what they were up against and to break the so-called thug cycle in the city. They also say they shared it so the public will learn about the terrible cycle of violence and thuggery that some young innocent children find themselves helplessly trapped in. The head of the union told me last night on CNN that they wanted law-abiding citizens to know what they were up against. The question is whether it was ethical for the police to post the video. And before you decide that, you should probably know that the video was originally posted on Facebook by one of the children's relatives because he thought it was funny. Mm. The police union then took the video from the Facebook page and reposted it on their site. That's when the outrage ensued, not only over the reposting of the video, but mostly over the adults who were complicit in the scene. No one I spoke to or heard from condone the adult's behavior, but some have called police racist for making the video available to a wider audience. CNN political contributor Mark Lamont Hill told me it sends the wrong message about young black boys. Others, including myself, have argued that thug culture is not exclusive to African Americans and that sadly I hear all different ethnicities calling their children the most ungodly names all the time, and I hear the most ungodly words coming out of the many children's mouths. Needless to say, the social media response was overwhelming after my discussion with Hill on CNN, from people going back and forth about whether this type of behavior is pervasive in our society. Whether you believe it's pervasive or not, the fact is it does happen and you can't deny it. And I know all of you have heard it. And all you have to do is a quick YouTube search and you'll see it with your own eyes and you'll hear it with your own ears. After our segment ran on CNN, the toddler and three other children living in the home were removed and taken into protective custody. And from here, who knows if their lives will get better or worse? Because for many children in this country, the foster care system isn't such a good place to end up either. Mm. It could just be the beginning of another type of cycle, one just as contemptuous as the one from which police believe they were saving the children. It is a sad story all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any indication from this that they're going to do anything to help the parents? Because surely they are a part of that cycle. And I think that they probably have been in the same kind of environment, which then led to this other child, this next generation.
So how do you help the parents?
Yeah,
but here's the thing, that police can't really do anything. They were questioning whether the police union should put the video on the website. The police aren't social workers. They turned it over to their social worker unit, who then that's when social services picks it up. So social services will have to step in to help those parents.
But that's what I'm saying. If they can take the children away, certainly there can be somebody there within social services to help these people try to get their lives in order.
I would imagine there's someone there, but I don't really know how that works. And that's a great question, though, Sybil.
It's a great question. It's so sad, and it's just so frustrating that you see generation after generation, and we are just circling the drain. Mm.
Yeah.
I
can't believe people were denying that they hear that. I mean, maybe I'm living in a strange situation, but not just here in New York. I hear it everywhere. I hear people talking to their kids like that, and people didn't always do that, at least I don't think they did.
And you can go on YouTube and find white babies doing the same thing.
It's not just black folks.
It's not just about us.
No,
but when black people see it, like when I see it, it just disgusts me.
It's disturbing.
And you can see it on blackamericaweb.com. Don Lemon, every Tuesday and Thursday on the TJMS.